California multimillionaire Denis Tito returns to Earth this weekend. He'll ride a Russian Soyuz vehicle back to terra firma after a week at the International Space Station. NASA opposed Tito's visit, saying the station is still under construction and isn't ready for visitors. The space agency says it will welcome tourists someday, but any visitors planning unauthorized flights in the future will have to face NASA's wrath. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The first paying space tourist is an American, but the best way to get a glimpse of his exploits is go to Russia. The American millionaire has enjoyed a high profile on news broadcasts in Moscow. Americans who want to hear the latest on Tito's visit have had to contend with a kind of NASA news blackout. Tito can communicate with the ground via the Russian communication system, but that only works when the space station passes over Russia. And yet another sign of NASA's peak over this flight, Tito is not allowed to use NASA's global telecommunication system. Rob Navius is a NASA spokesman.
Mr. Tito's activities are contracted with the Russian Aviation and Space Agency. NASA decided a long time ago not to use any resources during this time to provide any views of Mr. Tito's work that is between him and the Russian Aviation and Space Agency under the contracts that he's signed with them.
NASA is obviously not dripping with affection for the man who bought his way into space. The Tito family, meanwhile, has had to get creative to talk with Denis. Son Brad Tito lives in Prescott, Arizona. He's been getting the latest from Dad over a ham radio hookup.
He's been content with sitting at the window listening to opera and taking pictures, and everybody is on their work schedule, and he's not being babysitted. Rather, he is just taking up space.
That's an answer to NASA's insistence that work on the station has nearly ground to a halt while Tito's on board. NASA and the Russians have been exchanging little barbs like these all week. Before launch, NASA says Tito's flight might have to wait a day or two because of computer problems. Moscow says nonsense and goes ahead with the launch as planned. NASA Administrator Daniel Golden tells Congress this week he will definitely send Russia a bill to cover any Tito-caused delays. Moscow says no way. During one of the station's passes over Russia, Tito himself fired off a shot, saying his ability to handle microgravity so far shows it is possible to buy the right stuff.
One does not have to be superhuman to adapt to space, and it's very doable. And unfortunately, it's very expensive at this point, but there are others that can afford this, and I would like to encourage it.
Who's winning this public relations war? Ask space enthusiasts like Larry Ortega, and he'll tell you that the cause of space tourism is the winner and NASA is the big loser.
We were just totally shocked that NASA reacted at all the way that they had.
Ortega is with Space Adventures, one of many groups that want space tourism now, not on NASA's timetable. For about $12,000, Space Adventures will take you to the edge of space in a MiG-25 aircraft. Yes, you have to go to Russia to do that, too. Larry Ortega says the Tito flight has caused a surge in interest in these demi-space adventures, but he says NASA's recent actions show the agency has lost touch with the popular passion for space travel.
I mean, all their speeches, all their literature has always stated space tourism is just as important as metallurgy analysis. But what we found since then is that if we had a metallurgy experiment to fly, or we had a tourist to fly, it's a no-brainer as to which one NASA would support quickest and easiest.
Other space enthusiasts have been venting their fury at NASA this week. Internet bulletin boards buzz with demands to end the agency's space monopoly. So far, there's no sign that the U.S. Space Agency is willing to lower the bar and let paying guests get in line for a space station visit. In its defense, the agency says that by the summer, it hopes to develop guidelines for accepting non-professional astronauts on NASA's own timetable. For now, would-be travelers can only hope that NASA does not try to kill off Russia's nascent space tourism industry. Larry Abramson, NPR News.